This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Calling open females and adding replacement heifers are strategies for maximizing herd reproductive efficiency. In most cattle herds, around 18% of the annual income is generated from cull cows. While there are several factors that can be considered when choosing animals for culling, reproductive efficiency and disposition are usually the highest ranking factors. A female with an attitude can create trouble, and it's a highly heritable characteristic. For livestock operations to be profitable, cows, ewes, sows, or nanny goats need to maintain the annual goals of reproduction. For cattle, that usually means calving each year. And not only calving, but also utilizing maternal skills to raise the calf through weaning. Oftentimes, producers will cull cows in the fall, depending on the operation's calving season. Mid to late summer can be a good time of year to early pregnancy check those females and call any that are open or late bred. Veterinarians are able to check pregnancy status 40 to 50 days past conception with manual palpation. Using ultrasound technology, that confirmation can be seen as early as 30 days. Blood testing is even more rapid. Why would you want to confirm pregnancies now? Marketing is just one reason. Identifying cattle now that are going to leave the herd and enter the marketplace ahead of the flood of cull cows can bring you a higher price. Cattle are sold by the pound, so another consideration might be to hold those cull cows and supply them additional feed resources to help garner a higher selling price. Another motivation is a pasture drought situation. When cows are thin and feed costs are high, it might not make sense to hold cull cows longer and pay for additional feed. Removing the cull cows from the grazing pressure on a pasture may free up some grass for higher priority animals. For most operations, the discussion of selling cull cows is either followed by or precipitated by adding replacement heifers or introducing new bloodlines to a herd. According to K-State veterinarian Brian Lubbers, anytime there are new additions to any species of livestock herds, a 15 to 30 day quarantine is recommended. This quarantine is especially important if you're bringing outside animals into a reproductive herd. This confinement means no nose-to-nose contact or opportunity for fecal or oral contact. While this isolation will allow some diseases to appear if the cattle are contagious, it may not show them all. There are some diseases that have a persistent carrier condition, like bovine viral diarrhea or trichomoniasis, making the animal appear healthy, but the individual still sheds the disease. The good news is that for most of these diseases, there are dependable tests to identify the carriers. Knowing the health status of the source herd of incoming livestock will help the producer and veterinarian make a herd health plan for those new animals. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.